Hi, my name is Denise on a recorded line. Is this regarding the double Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Hi, is this Miss Sonata Gray?
Yes, this is her.
Hi, Miss Gray. So I will be assisting you here. Let me just gather this. Is your phone number 267-752-2514?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So let me pull up this form here. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the double Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Do you have an attorney assisting you with the claim?
No.
Okay. Are we filing this claim on behalf of yourselves?
Yes.
Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Okay. Are you a resident and citizen of the United States?
Yes.
And what was your injury after taking double Provera for at least 1 year, Ms. Gray?
I had got meningioma.
Oh, wow. I'm so sorry to hear that. Was this recently or how long ago was this?
What?
The diagnosis?
When I had got diagnosed with it?
Yes.
That was about December 19th of 2020.
December 19th of 2020. How are you feeling presently,
yeah.
Ms. Gray, most importantly?
I'm doing okay.
You're doing okay? All right. Well,
yes.
Thankfully, you're doing better, it sounds like. So December 19th of 2020 diagnosis date, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me just jot that down here, 2020. And then, Ms. Gray, was the meningioma, where was it located?
Well, like, where did I get treated?
Yeah, what body part? Where was it located?
Your brain.
Okay. And then can I get your date of birth, please?
10-8-1996.
I just heard 10-1996.
Oh, sorry, 10-8-1996.
Okay, 10-8-1996. Thank you for that information, Ms. Gray. Do you know of any family members, friends, coworkers, anybody else that were able to assist that was affected after using double Provera?
No.
Okay, no problem. And then I'll also send you my direct number. So if anybody you know in the near future, you can always pass along my information.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see here. Did you take the name brand injectable contraceptive double Provera?
You said, did I take the name brand?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And by any chance, Ms. Gray, do you remember if it was just double Provera or did you see anything with the title of double sub-Q Provera or was it generic?
No, it was a double Provera Pfizer.
Okay.
The brand was Pfizer.
Okay. So you just remember it being double Provera Pfizer. Okay.
Yeah.
And then how many years was double Provera used?
For 6 years. I used it for 6 years.
Okay. So you were on double Provera for 6 years. Okay. And then
yes.
Within 1 year of use, can you confirm you have had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yeah.
Okay. And then when did you start using double Provera?
October of 2014.
Okay. And when did you stop using double Provera?
I stopped in May of 2020.
Okay. And I do have to put an actual date for both, even if it's just a guesstimate. Would you say the beginning of the month for both?
Yes.
Okay. So is it safe to say 10-5 to 2014 when you started and then 5-5 2020 when you ended?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll put those dates here. Let's see. 10-5 of 2014 and then 5-5 of 2020. Okay. And then let me just write on here meningioma. And Miss Gray, can you please confirm your gender for the recording?
Female.
And your marital status?
Single.
Okay. And let me just enter your information as far as your name in this section here. First name, S-O-N-A-T-A, is that correct?
Yeah.
Last name, G-R-A-Y. Do you have a middle initial?
Yes, K.
K as in kite?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then, Miss Gray, whenever you're ready, I can type in your social security. So this is for the law firm to do an identity verification in order to match your medical record. So this is for your protection.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll type it in whenever you're ready.
For me?
Uh-huh.
Okay. 200-760082.
200-760082, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then I do have an email address, M as in Mary, A as in Apple, T as in Tom, A as in Apple, S as in Sam, K as in Kai, G as in Gary, 54@yahoo.com. Is that correct? Okay.
Yeah.
And I have a phone number, 267-752-2514. Is this your cell phone number?
Yeah.
Okay. And then contact preference, this is for the law firm to know in the near future when they're sending you updates. Would that be a phone call, text, or email?
Yes, it don't matter.
I do have to pick one. Would it be safe to say a phone call or?
Email.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. And then best time of the day to reach you, I have to pick one, morning, afternoon, or evening?
Morning.
Okay. And then can I get your home address, please?
5406 Norfolk Street. Philadelphia, PA, 19143.
5406.
Norfolk Street.
Norfolk Street. Philadelphia, okay. I did pull up an address, 5406 Norfolk Street, Philadelphia, PA, 19143. Is that correct?
Yes.
And then, is there an apartment number or unit number, or is this a house?
No, it's a house.
Okay, perfect. And then, was the double provera administered by a doctor or medical staff or by yourself?
Say it again.
Was the double provera administered by a doctor, medical staff, or by yourself?
By myself.
Did you administer the double provera yourself?
Yes.
Okay. So no doctor or medical staff gave you the double provera, the shot?
No. Yes.
The doctor or medical staff? Like nurses or the actual doctor?
Yes, the doctor.
Okay. And how many
times?
My bad,
I was in the middle of something.
Oh, no problem. How many times were you injected with the product with double provera? So we can do the math here. You started in 2014 mm-hmm. and then you ended in 2020. So that would be a total of 6 years. Mm-hmm. Within those 6 years, you were getting 4 shots each year, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So that comes up to a total of 24.
It was once every 3 months, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Once every 3 months. That comes up with a total of around 24. Does that sound correct? When I did the math,
Okay,
that's the number that came up.
Okay.
Okay. And then what is the name of the doctor or medical member that administered the double Prevnar? We can look him up on Google.
Oh, it's like a family doctor. Her name was Dr. Lorraine Disabo.
Family doctor, Dr. Lorraine, you said?
Yes, Lorraine Disabo.
Okay. Let me see if I can find it. Was this in Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Okay. I did find Dr. Lorraine and then Disipio for the last name. Is that
Yeah,
correct? Okay.
that's correct.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Let me enter her information in here. And then was there a specific facility that you were going to, like a hospital, or was it just like a medical center?
Yeah, so it was Mercy Fitzgerald Hospital.
Let's see. Okay, let me enter that information. Was that hospital at 1500 Lonsdale Avenue?
Yes, Lansdowne Ave, yes.
Okay. Let's see. Facility, name of the facility, and then the phone number. Let me see if there's a phone number on here. It looks like it's 610-447-2000. Does that sound accurate?
I believe so. I don't have it like right off the bat right now.
No problem. Let's see. I'm just looking up the full address because it only gave me. Okay, here it is.
1500
Darby.
Lansdowne Ave, Darby, PA. Yes, 19023.
Yes, I did find it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Okay. And then as far as the prescribing doctor, I'm assuming this is the same doctor. So let me just enter this information in this section. It's just asking for pretty much the same thing that we just went over. So I'm just going to copy and paste. Facility name. Prescribing facility name and then the phone number. I'm actually seeing a different doctor once, I mean, a different phone number once I pulled up the actual hospital. 610-237-4000. And then, Miss Gray, were you ever going to like a local pharmacy for any double related items or like any medication for the meningioma?
Yes, I had got my steroids for the from the Dave's Pharmacy.
Okay, what is it called? Dave's Pharmacy?
Dave's Pharmacy.
Okay. Same zip code as the as the hospital?
No, the Davis Pharmacy is located on 5423 Baltimore Ave, Philadelphia, PA 19143.
I think I did find one. Did you say 54-23?
No, 45-23.
Okay. I did find one, 45-23 Baltimore Avenue.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Let me enter that. And then the phone number I'm seeing, 215-222-3349. I'm going to enter that phone number in here. And then, Ms. Gray, was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma MRI, CT scan, or both?
Say it one more time.
Was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma CT scan, MRI, or both?
I don't get your question. Say it one more time. Sorry.
Yeah, no problem. So when they diagnosed you with meningioma, what method was used?
Yeah.
Was it a CT scan, MRI, or both?
Yes, it was an MRI.
MRI? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then who was your diagnosing doctor?
Who, like, treated me?
Well, this is the doctor who diagnosed you initially with meningioma.
Wait.
The doctor that sent you for the MRI and then read the MRI results to you.
Oh, yeah. Yes, it's Lauren Disciple.
Okay, so the same doctor.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. So your prescribing doctor, Dr. Lorraine Despio, also diagnosed you, so I'll enter her information in here as well. And then she's a family medicine, it looks like. Okay. And then, Ms. Gray, were there any prior cancer diagnoses, like before you were diagnosed with meningioma? Were you ever diagnosed with cancer? No? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then what type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma?
I had the active monitoring, the brain surgery. Then they had gave me steroids.
Okay. So then it was monitoring you actively, the steroids after your brain surgery. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then as far as your treating doctor, so Lorraine, was she also treating you for the meningioma?
No, that was Christopher Farrell.
Okay. Let me look him up. Christopher. I did find Christopher J. Farrell, MD. Lancaster, Pennsylvania?
No. No, he's located at the Thomas Jefferson University Hospital, which is on 111 South 11th Street, Philadelphia, PA 19107.
111, I'm sorry, can you repeat that? 111?
South 11th Street, Philadelphia, PA 19107.
Okay. Let's see. Yes, I did find Dr. Christopher Farrell, MD, at this address that you provided. So let me enter this. Mm-hmm. address and name. Let's see here. Just looking for their phone number here. Excuse me. 215-253-6583. And were you hospitalized for the meningioma? I'm assuming yes, because you had brain surgery. How long were you hospitalized, Miss Gray?
Yes, for about 3 days.
Okay. Let's see, 3 days of being in the hospital. Do you remember around what time you, I mean, what date you were treated? Because you were diagnosed December 19th of 2020.
Yes, I had got treated, that was July 19th of 2021.
Okay. Let me put that on here. And let's see here. Do you have a copy of your medical records?
Not with me right now, no.
Okay, but they are available. So should the law firm require for you to provide them, would you be able to provide them mail, electronically, or both?
Yes.
Okay. So should I put both?
Yes.
Okay. And do you by any chance have access to your MyChart login?
Who?
This is like the MyChart portal.
Yeah, I have to look at my notes and see.
Okay, no problem. I know nowadays, like, everyone gets, like, a MyChart login, so you can, like, look at your medical records online. Does that sound familiar, though? Should I put yes for that question? Did you ever get a login?
Sound
okay. Okay, no problem. And then, Ms. Gray, we always request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or apart from you?
Apart from me.
Okay. Can I get the first name, please?
Larissa, L-A-R-R-I-S-S-A.
Okay. And then the last name.
Pettit, T-E-T-T-I-C.
T-E-T-T-I-C?
No, P-E-T-T-I-T.
Got it. Okay. And then can I get phone number, please, for Larissa?
267-901-1329.
Okay. And then relationship to Larissa?
That's my mother-in-law.
Okay. And then would you like to provide an emergency contact email for Larissa?
No, I don't have one.
Okay, no problem. And then does she live in the same state? I just have to put a state on here.
Yes, you live in the same state.
Okay. Okay, so it looks like we have completed everything. I do have to review all the details with you one last time to make sure there are no typos. So when we create the DocuSign, we don't have to do it over, hopefully, because we reviewed everything in advance, okay?
Okay.
Just going to drink a little water here, and then please stop me if something isn't correct, and I will correct it right away, okay?
Okay.
So, Ms. Gray, you would like to participate in the Double Provera lawsuit. You do not have an attorney. You have not signed anything for another attorney. We are filing this claim on behalf of yourself. You, after you took Double Provera, you were injured with meningioma. And this is meningioma of the brain. Date of diagnosis, 12-20 of 2020. Your date of birth is 10-8-1996. You did consume and use...
Wait. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. What was the diagnosis date you say?
The date of diagnosis, 12-20 of 2020.
No. It was December 19th, not the 20th, the 19th.
Oh, you know what? I wrote down the 19th, but I typed in the 20th for some reason. So let me correct that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then... So December 19th of 2020, date of diagnosis, and then your date of birth is 10-8-1996.
Yeah.
You did take the name brand injectable contraceptive Double Provera, and you took it for about 6 years total.
Mm-hmm.
And then within that 1 year, you took at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis. And then I do see here that you started 10-5 of 2014 and you stopped 5-5 of 2020.
Yes.
And then I have your name as S-O-N-A-T-A, K as in kite, middle initial, and then last name G-R-A-Y. Social Security 276-0082. And we confirmed your email earlier, and then I also have a cell phone number of 267-752-2514. I have a home address, 5406 Norfolk Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19143. Does everything sound correct?
Yes.
Perfect. So what will happen now, Ms. Gray, I will be emailing you the DocuSign, and that's going to mataskg54@yahoo.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you receive it, please confirm, and I will stay on the phone with you in case you need assistance with signing. I'm more than happy to assist.
Okay.
Did you receive it, Ms. Gray?
Let me see. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So let me know if you need any assistance.
Okay, so review a document?
Yeah, so then once you receive the link, you would just click on the link, and then it will guide you from that point on.
Okay.
So you would click on the link. It would open up like a new DocuSign webpage. Once the DocuSign webpage opens, you would click yellow continue button at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And then you may also click like yes button to allow consent or agree to use electronic records and signature and then continue. And then it just kind of keeps guiding you from that point forward.
Okay, like, say complete, save and copy.
Okay, yes.
Okay, it says exploration is free.
So let me see on my end. Mm-hmm. It looks like I did receive it. I'm just going to review it to make sure everything looks good. Okay, perfect. So everything looks great, Ms. Gray. You will mm-hmm. see the attorney's information in that DocuSign. However, I'm going to send you a text message anyway with his information again, just so you have it. Mm-hmm. You can save it to your phone. I always advise give them about a week or so for them to be in touch with you. If for whatever reason you don't hear from them, please give them mm-hmm. a call. And they can look up your, you know, your case with your name and your phone number and provide you mm-hmm. with updates on your case. And if you have any questions as far as amounts and settlement amounts and, like, time frames, they're the people to ask. They're more than happy to assist you with those questions, okay?
Okay.
I wish you the best. So I'll be sending you a text message with my direct line as well. If you have any questions, feel free to contact me directly. And I'll send you their information, mm-hmm. okay? Thank you for your time, Ms.
Okay,
Gray. I wish
you
the best, of course. Have a wonderful day.
Lisa.
Thank you. Bye-bye.